following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
More so than anything else, what Jack LaLanne was to me was, in the late 50s, early 60s, when I was a little tiny thing, I was born in 1956, my mother watched every morning Jack LaLanne, and he demonstrated the exercises, and you did the exercises along with him. And as a little, you know, 3, 4, 5-year-old boy, I would be there with my mom exercising along with Jack LaLanne. And as someone who I won't even mention the name of tweeted, it was the last time I ever exercised. Indeed, it was. Big fatty. But what that was such a, it was an amazing bonding time with my mother, and I was extraordinarily close to my mother. Why is it that my mother can sit on the crapper after a great big dump and gag? Can you say perfection?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I would be there with my mom and gag.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 810 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we have got some voice letters, and there just may be a little surprise today, too. Big Fatty, we're excited. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it was quite the day in the coal mine today. Mr. Vader fucked something up big time, and then he walked around the office all afternoon. Oh, I fucked it up. I fucked it up. I fucked it up. Anyway, and y'all, I've got to tell you something. I am trying to buy some of this retirement time that I've earned. And what I'm doing is I've got a 403. Y'all, that is a, what is that? That is a grilled chicken breast with some pasta and fresh Parmesan cheese. No, it's not pasta. Pasta, it's that, what is that? Not ravioli, but it's those little round ones. Tortellini, I believe, is what it's called, with some fresh Parmesan shavings and a garden salad. And y'all, a piece of chocolate cake and some iced tea. But anyway, I'm trying to move this this money. It's not a whole lot of money. It's less than $5,000. But anyway, which, you know, is a lot of money. but in the whole big scheme of things, it's not a lot of money. But anyway, so I'm trying to move it out of this 403B account into the coal mine retirement system, the coal miner's retirement system. And y'all, one of the things that you can do and not be penalized is to buy service time in the coal mine retirement system. Well, y'all, I thought I've had it all down. They had a local representative come in I guess it was back a week and a half ago. I think I mentioned that. And he was going to get the paperwork going. Well, he called me back and said, oh, Brad Craddy, no, we cannot do this. You must do it. So, y'all, I called the 403B place that has the money, and I said, well, I need the paperwork so I can do this. And I told them what I was doing and everything. They said, yes, Big Fatty, not a problem. We'll e-letter it right over to you. So, y'all, I got it. And they said, Big Fatty, you can just fax it back to us. It's not a problem. Well, I got it, and I'm looking at it. And there's a place where they told me that somebody at the coal mine had to sign saying that it was okay for me to do this. So I found out who the person was, but y'all, the place where they had to sign, it wasn't to, as one of the people told me after I've called back about a dozen times, well, to the layman, you would think that this would not be necessary to sign. And you know, and I'm like, well, since I am a layman, no, I wouldn't think that it'd be necessary to sign. But anyway, so they said, no, you got to get it signed, Big Fatty. You got to get it signed. I went, all right, well, I'll get it signed. And then, so I called back, and I just went over. I spoke to another lady at the place, and I said, I just want to make sure I've done this correctly because I don't want to waste a lot of time on this. More than I already have. And so I said, I've done this. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got to get that signed. Oh, yes, you've got to get it signed. I said, no, all right, now, can I fax this back to you? Oh, no. No, you cannot fax it back. No. It has got to be notarized. And then we've got to get a certificate of eligibility from the third party administrator. I said, what the fuck? It's from the TPA. And I said, what is the TPA? You know, and I thought I was going to have a pat down or something. I didn't know. And they, oh, Big Fatty, that is the third party administrator. I said, well, who is it? And they said, well, the third party administrator is AIG. Well, now, y'all, AIG doesn't exist anymore. They're called LMNOP. Anyway, so the LMNOP, it's now LMNOP, AIG Valak. And so I called the Valak, and the lady at the Valak said, oh, yes, Big Fatty, we are the TPA. And, I said, well, good. I said, now, how do I go about doing, oh, well, Big Fatty, you've got to go into the My Retirement Manager. And I went, well, what is the My Retirement Manager? Oh, Big Fatty, this is it. And y'all, so I went in there and I put in my name and I put in my last four digits of the Social Security number and something else. And then they wanted my my employee number. Y'all, I didn't know what my employee number was. I put in my Social Security number. No, it didn't work. And y'all, so then I had to call the lady here on campus and find out what my employee number, because y'all, about a year ago, they changed everybody's number. And you know, I looked on all the cards, ID cards and everything. Y'all, I didn't have that fucking number on anything. But anyway, so I went in and I put in the ID number and it opened right up, and y'all, it didn't let me do anything. And so I called the lady back on at the coal mine here, and I said, No, it's not letting me do anything. And she says, oh, well, let me call the Aflac people and ask them about the AIG. And so, y'all, she called and she, oh, we've activated it and it'll be in there in the morning. It'll show up. And then all you got to do is go here and here and you can print out your certificate of authenticity or whatever the fuck that thing is, eligibility. And so, y'all, I had everything was just fine, and I say Tuesday I went and I went in and I sure enough the account, the 403B was right there, and I said, oh, Beth, Freddy, it's gonna work. And y'all, so I went in there and I said, okay, we're gonna transfer the money from the 403B to the coal miner's retirement fund. But y'all, the coal miner's retirement fund wasn't one of the options that it gave me. And so then I went over to see the lady here at the coal mine, and they said, oh, you know, no, it's not an option. Well, y'all, she was out sick today. So I said, well, I'll call the lady at the South Kakalaki AIG Vlasic. And y'all, so I called them, and she goes, oh, Big Fatty, I don't know what this thing is. I know I talked to you and told you had to have it, but I don't know what this is. I tell you what, give me your ID number and your and everything, and we'll go in there and look together. Well, y'all, we searched around in there, and y'all, she finally started clicking on shit. I have no idea where this money is. So all of a sudden, this money that wasn't so important, y'all, it's vanished. It has just vanished. And I don't know what's going on, but y'all, some kind of certificate came up, but I don't think it's the right certificate. I think that she has She has transferred the money from the 403B to the Viagra account. And y'all, I don't know. And so I sent the lady here at the coal mine, I sent her an e-letter, and I said, I believe something has gone amok, and I need your help as soon as you're finished vomiting. So anyway, y'all, I just don't know. But y'all, there is one thing I do know, and it's this.
You're having it up. With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Kirstie Alley who's going to be on the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, you know, I mentioned to you maybe on yesterday's little show that Miss Bacon had sent me some information about these two people. I didn't know who the hell they were. And y'all, that Petra, and let's see, Petra. Nemkova was born June the 24th in 1979. Y'all, I graduated from college before she was born. Now, she is a Czechoslovakian model, a television host, and an author and philanthropist. She is the chair of the Happy Hearts Fund, and in December 2004, she was injured in Thailand by a tsunami resulting from the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake. Her then financier, photographer Simon Attlee, was killed in the tsunami. And y'all, that Nate Berkus person? In 2004, Berkus and his partner, photographer Fernando Bingoichia, were vacationing at a beach resort in Sri Lanka when the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami hit. While Berkus survives, Bingoichia is missing and presumed dead. I would think that after, you know, in 2011, he is probably presumed dead. And anyway, so Miss Kathy Bacon sent that as an update with some additional information there. So thank you, Miss Bacon. But y'all, that you know, they're gonna be on that Dancing with the Stars with that fat ass Kirstie Alley, and y'all, she is bigger than anyone in the Walnut Hills, y'all. And speaking of exercise in Walnut Hills, y'all, let me just say one thing. After listening to a certain little show that was recorded on Monday, all I got to say is if driving to Vons and cleaning up puppy pee made you lose weight, y'all, they'd be skinny as a rail. Skinny as a rail, because that's all they did. That's all they did. I gotta go pee. I gotta go clean up some pee at the Vons. Oh, dear Gussie.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, and I am calling that I very much enjoyed meeting you during the Live Dragon podcast last weekend, and I am calling to leave a voice letter as requested. You have a great day. You have an awesome show, and I look forward to listening and to calling in again in the future. Thank you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Christina from Greetings from Elsewhere, And y'all, that's the first time she's called the BFO, y'all. It was so, it just made Big Fatty's heart tingle when I saw her on the Dragon and chatted with her on the Dragon podcast. Y'all, it was like she was in the presence of an international internet celebrity, which she was, y'all. She was, and she understood the impotence of being, you know, the proper etiquette when meeting an international internet celebrity. Like, you know, you don't pee on the cheap Oriental carpet. That's what you don't do.
This is in the BFO Smelling Salts desk. Y'all, if you're standing up, sit down, because you're not going to believe it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie, indeed, Big Fatty, it is Jeremiah. I am back. That Sarah Palin decided not to hire me so I can call the homosexual podcast again. And, you know, that J.C. Marple, you know, he uses his initials as to harken back to the days of gentlemen's haberdasheries. Well, he has started up a little show of his own with some fella, I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad to see Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I'm glad to see Vera didn't pass while I was gone. You know, someone as aged and infirm as her and her goose and little Gertrude and Ernestine and her conscience, you know, you never know. Like, if they just wake up in the morning, they're doing good. But I'm so glad to see that you are still in the coal mine ticking away, Big Fatty. It warms our hearts, and the rumors of my demise were wishful thinking on the part of many. And Teresa and Julie, they can all rest easy. Rest easy. Well, get back to the little show and tell us about the latest of the gentlemen. Oh, dear, the Woolwich is on fire by the road, Big Fatty. Well, I call the authorities. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you believe it? Can you believe it, y'all? I thought he had gone to glory. I thought he had just gone to glory, but evidently Jeremiah is making a comeback here on the BFO, dear Gussie. And y'all, who doesn't love Jeremiah making a phone call and talking about things, and then all of a sudden in the middle of it, the woods are on fire? Oh, Lord, how I love it. Just love it. Anyway, Jeremiah, it's lovely to have you back, and Christina, it's lovely to have you call, and, Kirsty Alley, you're fat. So, anyway, but we'll be watching you on the Dancing with the Stars. Y'all, I have not read today, from the bacon calendar, and it says, the Boss Hog Honey Barbecue Bacon is dry cured and covered in honey barbecue rub containing brown sugar, dry honey, and spices. Y'all, I've never heard of dry honey before. Y'all, if you're out and about today, and you see people with, smudges up on the, oh, dear God, see, up on their forehead, y'all just go up to them and say, you got a little something on your forehead up there. And y'all, they'll probably say, oh, did Big Fatty tell you to say that too? Us? That's just lovely. So, anyway, y'all, it seems like there was something else I was going to tell you today, but damn if I remember. Y'all, I only had one person, I had several people send me recipes for some baked macaroni and cheese with a bacon lattice crust, and y'all, it looks lovely. So if y'all want to cook me one of those, and just send it to P.O. Box 561 Walnut Hills, California, 91365, I would love to share it with the residents out there, because you know, y'all, they are, you know, it's a very tight.
I would be there with my mom and gag.
And then what? What? Do a trip to Vons?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.